value prayers.
Amen.
I know sometimes you sit around, you wonder, you say, Lord, I want to hear someone else.
Yes.
But as I heard tonight, all the rejoicing,
yes,
and sitting down beside Brother David, you need angel wings. He gets happy.
Yes.
And it makes you happy.
Yes.
You know, quite a few folks wonder, they see us talking and they say, what are y'all talking about? And that's our business. Y'all doing y'all talking, we can talk too. Now, that's our business. Now you want to get in on our stuff. We enjoy ourselves. See, we don't have to run a pity party. Because we have trials and we have problems.
Amen.
It's not a pity party to be running. But we are rejoicing in God.
Yes.
I have a thought that I'd like to share with us. And as I was thinking today, John the 10th chapter, verse 10. And I like to label this, if I can, the reason why Jesus died. The real reason. Now, many times we get happy and seem like we get the moving, and after all the rejoicing begin to settle down, there's still a reason. That's still a reason why Jesus did what he did. And in Matthew 1 and 21, someone can get that and read that for me.
Verse 21.
And she shall bring forth a son.
And thou shalt call his name.
Thou shalt call his name Jesus.
For he shall save his people.
For he shall save his people
from their sin.
From their sin. Now, in all of my little understanding that I have, I think about God has done everything that he knows to do to bring the gospel to us.
Yes.
He's done everything. He even transformed himself into flesh to come and live among men and mankind to bring them something great.
Yes.
He didn't let anything get in his way to stop that. If I had the label under the reason, I have the label under purpose.
Yeah.
What is our purpose?
Yeah.
What is your purpose?
Yeah.
Now, this is just not a bypassing thought where you and I just rejoice tonight and we go home this evening and we go to bed and get up tomorrow and rejoice a little bit more. But there is a reason why all this is taking place. And the reason was way back there when God knew that men would plunge himself into sin. That was a reason all of this was taking place. Sometimes we really miss it. We get so caught up in happiness and rejoicing, but when it all settled down, there's still a reason. Your purpose in life. Sometimes we come along and we say, well, I'm glad that I'm able and I have strength enough to do what I want to do.
Yes.
Hold it down. You heard that one?
Yes.
What do you really want to do in life? Well, somebody said to me one day, he said, you know, brother, I don't want to be rich, but I want to live comfortably. Listen to this. I want satisfaction.
Yeah.
Now tell me, where can you find satisfaction in anything else out there?
No.
The more you get, the more you want.
Yeah.
The more you want, the more it's going to cost you.
Yeah.
Huh?
Right.
And the more it's cost you, the more you burn down to try to make ends meet.
Yeah.
I see more folks trying to make ends meet than anything. You mean to tell me you're making that much money and you're still making ends meet? Trying to. I'm putting my money in bags with holes in it. Cut down on your wants. Cut down on what you figure you got to have. And get the real reason. See, we get caught up in your time. And the devil say, well, I can't overthrow him this way. So I'm going to do it this way. I'll get them so busy until they won't have time enough to deal with God. The thief cometh but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Now wait a minute. Let's hold it right there a minute. He got a purpose too. And I'm going to tell you something. He ain't playing. We can sit back, and you heard me say the other day about casually going along. There's a reason for all of this. Jesus gave his life on the cross. Can't you see him there hanging? Life does not consist of the abundance of the things that we possess. It don't consist of that. But lo and behold, there is a reason. Am I fulfilling the purpose of life that the Lord has laid on me to fulfill? Friend, tonight, Jesus died, hung on the cross, that we can be forgiven of sin. Now, that's a blessing. Nobody, nowhere else could bring us to this place but Jesus. Now, God is not concerned about how much you want. You know, you get that scripture where it said, he that hunger and thirst at the righteous. But it seems like we don't get a whole lot of hungry souls for righteousness. What are you talking about, preacher? We're talking about getting down to the very reason of why you and I are here. You know, these houses and land and cars and all this is just bypassed up. Huh? And it's just here for us to use. Not for us to put our heart in it. We begin to put our heart into these things, we lose the very reason why Jesus died. See, the thief cometh. And there's another scripture that comes to my mind. It said, the prince of this world cometh, and he find nothing in me. Ooh, glory. You mean to tell me, I want to advise every one of us, you get saved, don't stop it. Happiness a little bit deeper. We just like tonight, all we did was just taste the soup. That's all we did. Sit down and get a bowl. That's what we need to do. Now sit down, give me a bowl of this soup. And I just tasted it. We just taste. We can't hardly hold our seats, and we just taste this good stuff. Come on now, let's sit down and get a bowl. Let's really eat now. Let's begin to eat of his flesh and drink of his blood. Let's get down to the reason why all this is taking place. Oh, we get happy. I do too. I can't jump. Matter of fact, I don't know where I'm jumping anyway. But when I sit down and I get full. See? Oh, listen, there are times when you're driving along the road, nobody there but you and Jesus. And you begin to, I was driving one day and I was just raising my hand and man on the other side blowing, blah, blah, blowing, he waving. I'm not waving at you. There's a reason why my hand go up. Something witnesses with my soul. He's blowing and waving. I'm not waving at you, brother. But how you doing anyway? Oh, tears begin to flow. I begin to feel the presence of the Lord. And then I begin to think, Lord, could nobody save me but you? I was headed the wrong way. Now, how can I come here now and put all of my desires and my charms and everything in the materialistic things of this life after you've done what you've done for me and you said, go? Oh, God, help us. What is my purpose? What is your purpose? Sometimes I believe we miss it. We just like to enjoy the good singing and and the running and the shouting, and that's good. I enjoy that too. You get to shouting around here when Sister Shirley started moving around there, I'd be wanting a seat. Huh? And once you get to her place, you whoop, you see that look like it get me. I be wanting to see. But when it all settled back down, I'm still blind. Hello? But I see something deeper than that. I see something past the shouting. How long have you been shouting, Sister Shirley? Long time. See? Listen. When it's all said and done, we still gonna have to walk uprightly. Oh, God, help us. He's a God in the good times. As we say, the bad times. It ain't no bad times. We call it bad times. But He's still God. Now, I appreciate it. I'm hearing all the young folks, and I'm going to tell you something. You know, we really just now begin an experience. We've been shut up. I was listening to Sister Abel a while ago. She said, I want to shout. And I started to say, well, shout. She's getting us ready for it. She said, I want to shout. She said, oh, glory. Sometimes we feel we're out of order when we feel good. Over my shoulder, I'm always hearing somebody say, now watch it, take it easy. Now you know you can be careful. What's the purpose? What's the reason why I do what I do? I don't believe in putting on a show. I don't believe in putting on a show, folks. But I do believe in living what we have. Now notice, it said the thief cometh but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He said, but I come. Praise be to God. I come that you might have life. Life, see? And that you may have it. How? Woo! You mean to tell me we're just tasting the soup? That's all we're doing. Let's begin to sit down now and get a bowl, see? Somebody say, well, I went out on the street and I feel good. Keep going. Huh? Don't wait just a camp meeting to go. Get out on the street. That is your business now. Our business is to carry this gospel to all the world. Somebody said, well, I ain't no preacher. You're not? You was preaching tonight. Amen. Let me put it this way. All right, so you're not a preacher. I'm going to say, go tell what Jesus has done for you. Huh? You got all right? Now listen, let me tell you something, folks. There are many people say, well, I'm kind of a, you know, I don't talk too much. Woo, be quiet. I don't talk too much. I read in the scripture, when Jesus healed somebody, he said, see that you don't tell it. And they couldn't get out of town quick enough before they was telling it. said, look at, I don't know who he was. I was once blind, but now I see. And you gonna tell me you don't tell it? Get out of my way. What happens here? There's a reason, folks. There's a reason we go through things we have to go through that we know we have a God. Young folks, get a hold of this. Think we're gonna receive all good? Huh? What did Job say? Think we receive all good and not evil? Listen, God is going to pass something down your street. Hello? And it's going to tell just what you are. Oh, glory. Some of us got a lot to tell. And we so bottled up, we don't know how to tell it. Lord, help us here. He said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I'd have to say, there are folks here tonight are miserable. They're not really enjoying the salvation that soul was presented to them. They're not really enjoying it. And you know why? You're caught up. You are caught up. I challenge you tonight. You want Jesus? Look for him. You want God to bless you? Find him. The day that you seek me with your whole heart. See, we cannot find God half-heartedly. We cannot find God just somewhere well here. We need to seek him with our whole heart. He said, I will be found of you. Another one said, you draw nigh to me?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I'm not going to step back away from you. I'm going to draw nigh to you. Oh, listen. I don't know about you, but I get a blessing. When me and Brother David now, we hit a place, and he go to talking and say, where you at? I'm coming. And everybody's standing back, and we're trying to find each other. And when we do, we grab each other. Oh, listen. Draw to me, brother. I hear your voice. I hear you. I can feel you getting close. And here we go. When we catch and reach, we touch and we embrace.
Praise the Lord.
When we draw close to God and realize he is God, we touch, we embrace, we feel the very power.
Yes.
I challenge us tonight. I know we seek for, sometimes we get a job, we seek for a better job, better benefits. You know, we want the whole nine yards. I got a job for you tonight. I got a job for you.
Amen.
Let's seek for the gift of healing. Come on. Huh? Come on. Who out there now want to seek for gift of healing?
Yeah.
All right. The gift of faith. Come on. Somebody over here? Got gifts. We got work. And look at the benefits. Eternal life. Not only will it bless you, it'll bless everyone that hear you. Your children, children's children, children. Huh? Got a job. Well, brother, you see, it's going to take too much to do that. Come on. Benefits are great.
Amen.
Yeah.
Eternal life.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Best insurance policy you can get.
Right.
Jesus, as a reason, that was a purpose, that Jesus died. He gave his life. And here you and I, we can't afford to hold back. We cannot afford to hold back on God. You know what it said in the scripture? Said, I want your first fruit.
Yes. Yes.
What is your first fruit? I want the best.
Yes.
And hey, guess what? He can demand it too.
Yes.
He is the one that can demand our best.
Yes.
And we can come to God and we can bring our little old stuff and say, well, Lord, just the best I can do, you can do better than that. Oh, yeah, you can do better than that. Huh? Oh, help us here. So we need to fast 2 or 3 days. Brother, I just remembered. What is your remembering now? At a crucial time like this, what are you remembering? You see what I'm talking about?
Yes.
But I love God. The scripture says over there in the Psalms of Solomon, it said, I sleep, but my heart wakens. A lot of folks are in a sleepy place, don't you know it? Oh, to convince somebody that this is real, we're going to have to do it right.
Yeah.
They got a lot of folks. They got to bring you to the pastor to talk to. Wait a minute, something wrong with that. You ought to be able to deal with that soul right out there on the street corner. Hello?
Yeah.
Got a lot of scared folks.
Yeah.
You ever been around somebody and you've been testifying you're saved and here they are saying they need prayer and you don't wonder what to do? Call 911. 911, you are there! 911, you got to wait till they pick up the phone and you got to wait till they get me in the little truck. Here they come and you're already there! 911, call Jesus! Lay hands, Lord. Here we need help. That's the reason. Jesus said himself, I must go through the Samaria. Bring him to me. This is those words. Oh, God, help us. There's a reason. And I believe we miss it. We go from camp meeting to camp meeting and we rejoice. And then, thank God that some of us don't backslide between now and home. But when we rejoice and we enjoy ourselves, and somebody says, oh, Brother Kimball, here you go, busting the bubble. No, I'm not. I want to pump your bubble big as it is. See what I'm talking about? Here you go, busting our bubble. We're doing fine. And there you stuck a pin in. I'm not trying to bust your bubble.
Praise the Lord.
I want to help you get some more bubbles.
Yeah.
I want to help make this thing bubbly. I want you and I to recognize what are we involved with. Listen, we're talking about benefits and jobs, and we're talking about getting no business for God. Listen what happened when he came up on those brothers, when he called his ministry in. They straightway follow him.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Oh, it'd get pretty quiet.
It's truth anyway.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. I was traveling about 30,000 miles a year and still trying to run a job. And you know, you asked me, you say, well, young folks come to me one day and say, Uncle Lewis, it would be a blessing to the young folks if you just go full time. And I looked at him. I say, I believe I'm full as I can get. All right?
Yeah.
So Jesus came along. And he said, I'd like to go full time. I said, Lord, the wife you gave.
Yeah.
If you would touch her and help her, then I'll go. See?
Yeah.
Just like us, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're going to use an excuse, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Now I'm seeing them same young fellas, and I'm looking them in the eye, even though they can't see what I see, but I'm looking them in the eye, and I'm going to say, hey, brother, guess what? God wants you to live holy.
Yeah.
He don't want you with this up and down experience. He wants you to get something solid when he saved you from sin. He don't want you to stop right there. He wants you to move on in the things of God. Same shoe.
Yeah.
There's a reason.
Yeah.
See, our bubble gets bigger when we really get down to business with God.
Right. Amen.
Listen to that. There are some that's left all to follow Jesus.
Yeah.
Don't say amen if you don't mean me. But there's some have left all. Now listen, folks. Get it out of your mind that somebody got to work and take care of the things that are going on. Listen. You know, many times folks that talking about somebody got to work, watch them. Watch and see how much what they're doing anyway. Most of the time, they're so caught up until they can't do anything. There's a reason.
Yeah.
The thing that God wants out of us, out of his people, you saved? Yes, Lord. You're sanctified? Yes,
yeah.
Lord. Then I want you to grow.
Yeah.
I want you to go.
Yeah.
I want this word to live,
yeah,
not only in
Amen.
You, but I want it to live in someone else. Do you think you can have this thing all to yourself? Hmm? Right here in California, you got it all by yourself. I think not. Your salvation is for someone else to get a hold of. Paul said, death worketh in us, but life in you. I've been stirred even more. And I can see and I appreciate. I'm seeing us come out of our shell.
Yeah. Thank the Lord.
But we didn't done like that little tapping turtle. We stuck our head out. You know. If you know what I'm talking about, we call them dry land tappings. I don't know what you call them. But that turtle is walking along there and he just moving slowly, not fast. Looking all around. You touch him on the back end and he, everything goes back in.
Yeah.
All he is a shell. Well, after a while, he stick his head back out. Looking around. And you see a leg pop out. We have just begun to come out of our shell. Huh? Now, I don't hear a lot of folks saying, preacher, what will the Lord have me to do? Can you help me there? Somebody say, well, what do I want to do? I'm not asking you what you want to do.
Imagine what God would have us to do. Oh, may God help you and I tonight. Listen, there's a reason Jesus gave his life. There's a reason. There's a purpose. Jesus' purpose in this whole thing. God, somehow or another, I can't figure it all out. I ain't that smart, but I know this. He came down and gave his life on the cross whereby man could be delivered from sin. Not only did he stop there, he said, you go. And you tell me. I would love to see people really get out of the business, consecrating their life to God. Now, Lord, I don't understand all again. You know some of my endeavors now? Somebody said, reach back and grab one of these little younger brothers and begin to work with him and train him. Think Brother Fine said something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, listen. The Lord's helping us. I got some fellas there, we've been talking, and they stirred up. And I was telling them about the little tent that we got, about 40 by 30, and he said, we need something bigger than that. I said, that's true. I got a call here yesterday, the other day, I was over by Sister Diane's house, and got a call. Hey, brother, yes, I found a tent. Yes, how much is it? $3,000 is a youth, and how many would it see? Oh, about 400. He said, what you want me to do? I said, get it! That's all I need to hear. Need your approval.
Yeah.
Bye. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
God's word need people.
Yeah.
And do you think you're gonna stay right here in Pacoma? Hello. I got my roots there. I've been there for years. They got enough work on this coast.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
All the way from one point to the other.
Yeah.
And you settle down right here and say, I got my roots. My daddy died there and his daddy died. And her mother. And all y'all been right here. Hello.
Yeah.
How many times some of you been to Louisiana? Now, that's not out the world.
Right.
That's not out the world. Can you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, brother, I would love to come.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But I love it. The Lord is going to have to open the way. God and open up all kind of doors and closing them now because you ain't even been through.
Yeah.
Lord, help us here.
Yeah.
Closing doors because you haven't even went through them. But you know the funny thing? Everybody want everybody to move to California. Oh, I sure wish you could move out there. For what? I don't have nothing against California. But there's other places that need help. Brother Taylor said something. When you hear little four or five souls, that's what I'm talking about. Little six souls over here. Well, see, somebody said, well, that congregation ain't big enough. It will be. If you get there, there'll be seven. It will grow. If you go and somebody else comes, it will grow. See, we're talking about now getting all the wood in the right place and getting the sacrifice laid out right. But we kind of hung up. And we hung up. Well, Brother Kimball, I don't know about that kind of preaching you do. It's preaching.
Amen.
And we need it. Because
yeah.
We've got settled.
Amen.
We've got complacent right here.
Right.
Hello.
Yeah.
We sat down and kicked off our shoes down and ran back. Woo! I thought about an eagle. You know the eagle feeds a little young for a while. Then she'll come up there, if my understanding is right, she'll take the straw out. Let them old sticks go to sticking them. And you know they lay right there still, won't they? They're just ouch and moving. They won't get up and get out. They just stick there and they'll kind of move back, trying to get lay on top of one another, we won't get stuck. Old Mother Eagle comes on back. Mm-hmm. Still ain't gonna move, huh? She'll grab him and fly high. Way up there. And then you get up there and see if you're high enough, you drop it. And and he's a flapping and flapping. Before he hit the ground, I guarantee he's flying. Oh, yes. God is going to have to do that for some of us. God is going to have to take the straw out. Hello. Oh, I take the straw out from under us now. Stick us a little bit here. Somebody say, brother, I'm having troubles. I say, praise God. I'm glad you're having trouble. Brother Kimball, you don't sound like you well. You know what I'm talking about? What does it take for God to get us going in the right direction? I believe what it is. I believe we missed the purpose of why Jesus died. I mean, it's one thing we can say, praise the Lord, I go to service at Comer and Fresno and Bakersfield. And I love the Lord. That sounds good. But bringing all that down, how much am I involved into Father's business? How much am I really involved? See, preachers are short. And you know, I have folks tell me, say, now, Brother Kimball, take it easy. You know, people die. Well, that's why I'm living to die. Dying is not my thing. I ain't worried about dying. But you know what I'm trying to do? I'm worried about reaching souls and saving lives. Yeah. That's my reason. That's my purpose. Yeah. I'm dragging my wife up down the countryside now. She, bless her heart, she be trying to keep up. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. We was driving, going to meeting one night. And there wasn't nobody driving but her. I don't have a driver but her. So I'm laid back there, and thank God I did do some traveling before I went blind, because I'm directed. Left here and here. You're going to find a street over there and make sure to take that left. I'm directed. And I said, how far are we? She said, well, we're about 200 miles. We're going to Wichita. It's about 200 miles. She said, but I'm tired. I'm tired. I need to, we're going to need to rest. And my mind is getting a meeting. You know what I did? I picked an argument. Oh, yes, I did. I picked an argument, and I got to talking with her. I said, oh, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. She said, yes, I do. And we got to arguing and talking and fussing and going, and she drove 200 miles. Glory, hallelujah. Folks, this is real. This is real. And just before we got in the city limits, I started making up money out of luck. Bless your heart. Oh, glory. May God help you and I. This is real, folks. I use all kind of taxes to get on the service. Oh. And when we get there, we both rejoice. She said, you ain't doing me right, but that's all right. That's all right. I love it anyway. Oh, listen, folks, let me tell you something. If I didn't believe this thing like it was, I'd be going off somewhere. I'd be involved in something else. But I believe it just like it is. Blindness don't stop me. I don't lay back in the corner and feel sorry. See, you don't know where I was. God saved me. The Lord saved me. 1976, He saved me. And He could save me. I isolated myself 3 days and three nights away from my family. I went in the room and locked the door, wouldn't eat, wouldn't drink, wouldn't do nothing. I wanted God. See, today you seek me with your whole heart. Oh, God. And I'm going to tell you something. When God came on the scene that morning, and God saved my soul, oh, I came out of that room. How do you know you were saved, brother? You know you got some folks. How do you know when you're saved? You know it. Yeah. You get it right. You will know it. I had $37 in my pocket. And you had me at that time with $37. I was off to the racetrack. They weren't playing the lottery then that I know about. They might have been running numbers, but they weren't playing.
all to the racetrack. She said, honey, you have any money? I said, yeah, $37. Wait a minute, something happened. Something happened. I told the truth. Glory! I told the truth!
Praise the Lord.
And I checked it a little farther. And then I began to feel like I didn't want to do nothing else wrong.
Praise the Lord. That's it.
Oh, now, do you know, I'm the only one, seems like, in this little town that believe God. Everybody else got something else to say. You can serve God, you still can do a little wrong. You can do this, you can... No. And then I found myself out on the street trying to tell people, oh, you know what they said? That Lewis Kimball, I knew he was crazy. I knew it was going to come out. Oh, listen, I got out and I began to tell folks, hey, take it easy, the Lord. It seemed like, it passed on by. Devil say you ought to stop. You don't have nothing. Well, devil, if I ain't got nothing, I don't need you to tell. And if I don't have nothing, I don't need you to tell me. I'll find out. But I kept on. The Lord kept dealing. And the Lord kept pursuing. And oh, listen, the Lord came down one night and visited with me. Began to call me into the... I didn't know what he was doing. See, I'm one of them kind of fellas. If you tell me you love God, and I love God, yes, let's do something with it. Yes. I get happy. Now, you're talking about me doing that. Yes. I'm jumping now. See? Oh, may God help you and I.
Amen, Lord.
When we get it just right.
Yes.
When we get it just right, we'll go out into the desert places. Now, listen, folks. I'm not talking about all getting in a bunch to go somewhere. We all get in the bunch and we go to the jail side. Huh? We all get in the bunch and we go down to the street corner a little bit. But you got some personal work to do.
Oh, yeah.
You got some personal work. Somebody say, what happened to you, Kimmel? Woo! Sit down, brother.
Yes,
it's going to take me a while to tell you this.
Amen. That's true.
I remember years ago when I went to Florida, and I met up with some of the saints there. Brother Ronald and some of them was going to Water Valley, Mississippi. I never heard of that in my life. I didn't want nothing to do with no Mississippi. You hear me? Nothing. Only thing about Mississippi, I wanted to fly over it. They went up there and they talked with some of the people there. Then nobody went back for a while. But Mississippi was still there. A little seed was sown. Lo and behold, after several years, 1983, we go through with a little meeting. Now watch this, see. 9 people got saved. 9, all right? One sister was there praying, and she said, Lord, I was just being nosy. I just coming to see what was going on. I said, get her, Lord. Get her, Lord. Oh, I'm glad you got nosy. But notice something here, folks. Today, you got about 25, almost 30. They done built a new chapel. And you know what they do? They out on the streets. And I have problems when I come around all the sealed houses and everybody return back to their own tent. What are we doing with what we have? I'm going to tell you something. Some of you young brothers, I'm going to tell you this. Oh, listen. Many times we stay in a congregation where there's 7 and 8 preachers.
That's right.
All of you can't preach.
That's right.
Huh? You know what you find yourself doing? Pushing and pulling.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. That's right.
Now, he preached last night. He'll let me preach tomorrow. 7 preachers in one place? Come on, folks. Come on.
That's right.
Something don't sound right.
Yes, right.
Now, watch this. I'm pastoring 3 congregations. Trying to.
Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama.
Yes.
And then I'm trying to run a tent meeting.
Yes.
And y'all got 7 around here? Hey, I can use somebody.
Yes.
Right.
I can use some help. And then he looked back and said, Brother Kim will go kill himself. That sure is, isn't he? I guess he is. No. I believe in dying with my boots on.
Amen.
I don't know what you're getting out of this. Let me tell you something, folks. We have it. I believe this is true. But I believe, too, that we are not opening the door wide enough that we can get out. After a man. All right, now watch me. After a man been saved at least 3 years. Get a hold of this.
Yes.
At least 3 years. Hello.
Yes.
Something got a burden to work with the children or to pray or to do. Sometimes folks been saved for 10 years and never prayed in service. Never prayed in service. If you're sleepy, I'll be through it a little bit. But I want you to get a hold of this.
Yes.
So God comes along and has to drop the burden on whom never. He already got one burden. Here's another one. Oh, Lord. Here's another one. And he started singing. Here's another one. And you stepping proudly. Ooh, I'm saved today. Lord, help us.
Yes.
What are you doing with what you have? Stay alone, you.
Yes. That's true.
When he sent manna from heaven, he didn't say save none until the next day, did he? He said, eat it. Tomorrow I got some more for you. What do you think you're talking about? Lord, help us.
Yes.
We want to stock up and save.
Yes.
I got some more fresh for you tomorrow.
Yes.
It's renewed every day.
Yes.
Huh? Morning by morning, my ear wakening. To know how to speak a word to the weary.
Yes.
We got a job to do.
Yes.
Every one of us, many times, we need to get out before God and repent.
Because
we've been dragging our feet.
Amen.
Come on, let's face it, folks. We've been made excuses, and we've been saying, Lord, you know, Lord, I when I retire.
Uh-huh.
How many of you didn't retire and still went and got another job? Well, I need to get a little job to help catch up these other ends. And I thought I had enough. I thought, but I don't have enough in your study mind. Hello. Well, I don't want to keep up with the Joneses, no. You don't want to keep up with the Joneses. You passed the Joneses. You done passed the Joneses. You're going for yourself. Lord, help us. You remember the man in the Bible said, my grounds had fought for plentifully.
Yes.
And what am I going to do? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to tear down these bones.
Yes.
And I'm going to build greater.
Yes.
And I'm going to have a good place to restore all of my fruit. Then I can lay back and say, soul, you've done well. Look what I did. And then God come along and say,
thou fool.
Sorry. Thou fool. This night, thy soul shall be required of you. Now, you leaving all this stuff back here for family to fight and tear out.
Yeah.
That's all you're doing.
Yeah.
I don't see many folks pushing to go to Central America. I don't see many souls pushing to go down the street.
Yes.
I'm not talking about Central America. I'm talking about down the street.
Yes.
All kind of excuses. Wait till the sun go down. It's hot. When the sun go down, then you're tired. You're sleepy. We have all kind of excuses that we come up with. Folks, something wrong here.
Yes.
Is this the same God is working me, working this fellow, working in him, working you?
Yes.
Meaning to say, I missed it? Maybe I'm doing too much. Maybe you're doing too much. But why does God keep pushing me to go farther? I don't believe it needs seven preachers in one place.
Amen.
Tell me what can seven preachers do in one place? Besides getting to one another's way.
Yeah, that's so.
Huh? That's so. After a while, you go to preaching at one another.
Yeah.
Hello? And out here, I found out out here, and I'm not critical with this, out here, I found out that we can get too smart. Seems like we can strive to see who can go the deepest. One brother told me out here, he said, "You ignorant and unlearned." I said, "Praise the Lord. I'd rather be that way and have power with God." But here we can get out in one of those ways. So many of us say, "Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to study Revelation and I'll get something that they don't have. I'll unravel Revelation." And then after a while, you need somebody to unravel your mind. You don't even know what you're doing. May God help you and I, folks. All we're going to do is get in one another way. You know what I like to see? I like to see you go out in the street, in the wilderness, build a congregation. Don't inherit one, build one. Build it from the ground up. I challenge you tonight. Build one. We want to sit back and wait for somebody to die off and I inherit it. You inherit a lot of problems is what you inherit. Build something from the ground up. Get out in the wilderness. Get out in the bush. Shake the briar patch. Let's go looking. I challenge. When I get to a place and they say, "Oh, we got seven preachers here," I say, "Uh-oh." Huh?
Yes.
And you know what else that'll do? If God gave you a gift and you're in a place with so many preachers, that you know what you say now? "Well, I ain't got to worry about preaching Sunday if you got enough preachers." And you'll sit back and throw your hand and after a while your little gift is gone.
Yeah. True.
You're not even exercising it.
That's true.
It's gone.
That's true.
You get lazy. You don't go see God's face to get something because you got somebody else that's going to, "Brother so-and-so going to take, he looks like he got the word day." You know what, folks? I love all of you.
Amen.
But I'm sincere about what I'm doing.
Yes.
Do not take it 1 minute that Brother Kimmel is not serious. Follow me home.
Yes.
Stay with me a while.
Yes.
All day, every day, I'm thinking of how to advance the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
How to advance.
Amen.
Serious to me.
Yeah.
I get right under them older ministers and I get to asking questions. Mm-hmm. Huh? "Why you do this like you do?"
Mm-hmm.
Oh, listen. Oh, God. I want to encourage you tonight. I want to plead with you tonight. I know we had a long day.
Yeah.
I know we 50th anniversary, and I'm going to tell you something. This can go on.
Yeah.
But it's going to need you.
Yeah.
If you don't have a burden tonight like you think you should have, I want to urge you to pray.
Yeah.
Ask God to lay it down on your heart.
Yeah.
Mothers and fathers, let's get out of some of these children's way.
Yeah. Yeah.
We hold them back and we're trying to guide them and we want to get out of the way. Let God. You know, you got a lot of young folks really want to do something for God, but they don't know what to do. I've had them come to me and say, "Brother Kimmel, I want to do something, but I don't know." Do you know right through here, we have to be spiritual enough to guide them. We have to be spiritual enough to say, "Look, here's help needed here." I'm going to tell you what the minister told me one time. 1979, we was at a meeting and he said, "Brother Kimball?" "Yes, sir." He said, "Brother Fuller up there," he said, "I never met him before. Didn't know who Brother Fuller was." He said, "You know Brother Fuller up there can use some help." I said, "I'll pray about that." I didn't know how to drive hardly nowhere. We met Brother Fuller in 79. I'm going to tell you something. That was the beginning of God seemed like starting to work even more with me.
Yeah.
Oh, listen. We need help.
Yes.
Yeah.
We need help.
Yes.
We need training.
Yes.
We need to be worked with.
Yes.
And I'll say again, a lot of young folks, and I can appreciate that. I appreciate those that have been asking questions. Oh, listen, but I want to say to you, it's not enough just to ask questions. Get down before God and say, Lord, now, here I am. Here I am, Lord. Make of me what you would have me to be. You know, right in this meeting, it's the beginning of the meeting. Many times we say, well, hey, many sinners come out. I want to tell you something. You know what this altar for? That altar is for saints.
Amen.
That's for you and I to revive ourselves.
Amen.
Sinner come passing through, they can fall on this rock and be broken.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
But first of all, they got to see us want to love this thing right.
Yes.
You know, a man will work for your interests when they are his.
Yes.
Let us have a song. Tonight, friend, you may be saved, but yet you don't have a direction. You may be saved, and you still feel bored. You might have been in this thing quite a while, and you still haven't said, Lord, I really haven't submitted my whole life to you. But I want to say to you tonight, here's an opportunity for you. Oh, listen. I'll say again, there's a lot of things that God wants to do with us.
That's true.
And we're coming out of the shell. I appreciate that. But listen, it's time now to rejoice and to move on in God.
Yes.
Let us have a song. Friend, tonight, how is it with you? Yes. You're here tonight, you're not saved, you're in trouble.
Yes.
That's right.
And you need God. If you're here tonight and you're so caught up and you're so busy and you just really don't have time for God, you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You're in trouble. The Lord can come along and say, this night. Then what you going to do? What kind of example I've left behind? Oh, sometimes if it doesn't have finances involved in it, I don't want hardly nothing to do with it.
Right.
See, but if you show me where I can make a little something in it, let me show you what you can make in this tonight. Your children can be saved.
Yes.
Your neighbor
can
be saved.
Amen.
You yourself can be saved and happy.
Thank
the Lord. Huh? I'll say to you, do not half-heartedly go at anything.
That's right.
Right. If you're going to go.
Yes.
I don't like to be teased. Teasing me. Go.
Amen.
I told a young brother at home, if you don't like my apples, don't shake my tree.
Yes.
Hello. My apples go to fall and somebody got to pick them up. That's when they started with this tent meeting. We'll go with you. We'll take it and we'll go and set it up and we'll erect it and we'll come back and help out. I've heard all of that. And you know what I'm doing now? I'm on the phone. Hey, brother, didn't need to go be erected. But nothing. I heard what you said. And now I'm calling on you. Tonight, let us have a song. Let us stand.